A Girl's Sexual Adventures from 9 to 12. Looking back, I guess I started learning about sex when I was about 9 years old. My parents had split up. Dad, having had enough of my mom's heavy drinking and never-ending stream of boyfriends, and left me and my mom to live together. Although she was a good mother in many ways, keeping me well-dressed and never letting me go without things, she was more than a little relaxed about the moralistic side of her life. Me, frequently seeing her and her many boyfriends together in various stages of undress and sexual activities. She never closed the bedroom door when she invited a guy back home with her, and simply told me to watch the television whilst she and her latest guy went upstairs. Of course I never did, and I was drawn to watching her sexual encounters through the crack in the open door, by the loud moans and noises that came from inside. Many times, she'd bring several guys back home with her and take them upstairs, me soon following them and watching the guys taking her at each end as I stood at the door and strummed my newfound clitty. I say newfound because I'd recently watched her and a guy messing about on the bed together, the guy's erect cock sliding in and out of her mouth, with my mom's hand rapidly moving between her widespread thighs as she strummed her hairy clitty. Seeing how she got great and intense pleasure from doing this, it was only a matter of time before I tried it out for myself, experiencing my first orgasm at my first try. But that was all some years ago, and I want to tell you something about myself, before going back to those times and some of the things that happened to make me into the horny bitch that I am today. My name is Linda. I'm 17, and now have the body of a woman, using it to great effect to get all the cock and cunt I want. I still live with my mom, and our friendship is so deep, it allows us to be completely open about our sexual exploits, and even share some of our boyfriends between us. Because of my colorful sexual education, I can see how naive I was at the age of 9, but also how fast I caught on that I could get anything I wanted by using my body and feminine charms on some of the guys mom brought back home with her. So, I'll now try to describe my introduction and education to sex with the advantage of experience in hindsight and some of the things I did back then. I was completely innocent and only 9 when I had my first experience with a man. He was just another guy that mom had brought home with her late one night. I was curled up, fast asleep on the settee, and was only wearing my cotton nightie, the back of which had ridden up to completely expose my bald pussy to the world, me being asleep and therefore totally unaware of the fact. As I awakened, I became aware of someone playing and stroking my pussy, so I kept my eyes shut and feigned sleep, hearing my mother then telling someone to push a bit harder and see if they could get their finger up inside me. I felt the finger pushing partway into my pussy, and my pussy lips parting, and then a sudden stab of pain, as they were stretched more than they ever had been before. Unable to pretend any longer, I lifted my head, partly opened my eyes as if I had just woken up. The finger was immediately withdrawn from its moist nest, and I sat up to see my mom and this guy sitting on the settee alongside of me.
"Oh, hello, Mom. Sorry, I must have fallen asleep," I yawned.
It was only then that I saw my mother had her hand between the guy's thighs and tightly wrapped around his exposed and very large erect cock.
"Hello, Linda. This is my friend John," she smiled. "We just came back home a minute ago and saw your beautiful pussy was on show. And so I was just telling John to stroke it for you, wasn't I, John?"
"You sure were," he grinned. "That and other things." They both laughed and looked down at John's rigid cock, and then laughed again.
"John likes to stroke a girl's pussy. Well, he did it to mine earlier on, and so I thought he'd like to stroke your pussy as well," she explained, and then giggled. "Hey, you haven't been stroking it yourself as well, have you? It looks all puffy to me."
"No, Mom," I replied in embarrassment. "I've been asleep."
"Well, you should do," she laughed.
and you should suck one of these as well. They both laughed again as John straightened himself up, and my mom dipped her head down to plant a kiss on the large purple end of his hard cock. The rigid, thick shaft now jutting out lewdly and totally from his wide-open fly. "Come on. Come and give it a big, sloppy kiss," she insisted. "You'll like it." I looked at the massive cock in her hand for a moment, and I have to admit feeling a beautiful tickling feeling running through my belly. I'd better not, I replied somewhat hesitantly and unconvincingly, me now totally unsure as to these delicious feelings that were running around in my head and through my belly.
"Aw, come on, Linda. Your mom likes it, don't you, Fiona? Go on, do it again and show your daughter just how much you like sucking it," John said.
My mom immediately dipped her head down once more and circled her lips around the purple end of John's cock, taking it fully into her mouth and moaning softly on it as she slowly bobbed her head up and down John's cock, sliding it in and out of her clinging mouth so she left a shiny trail along its thick length. I watched intently at my mom openly sucking this guy's cock, and suddenly realized I was actually licking my lips and imagining myself doing it. And much more than that, I had a beautiful feeling running through my pussy that made me drop my hand down between my thighs and rub it in plain view of them both.
"Come on, sweetheart. Come and join your mom sucking this beautiful cock," she breathed quietly to me, her eyes now all glazed over. "Come on. Come and suck Uncle John's cock with your mum for a minute. Come on, sweetheart."
She reached out her hand, and I found myself slowly moving towards them, mum now smiling at me, guiding my head down onto John's rigid cock. I closed my eyes as my lips wrapped around his purple knob end, and then slowly slid down onto his shaft as I'd seen my mother do so many times before with other guys.
"Ooh, yeah, sweetheart. That's it," she breathed as my lips trailed up and down his hot cock. "Now suck it gently as you slide up and down on it."
"Jesus Christ, Fiona, you're gonna have me spurting my cum into your daughter's mouth in a minute," John gasped as I slowly worked on his cock. His hand slid between my legs to cup my pussy and rub my slit. "Honest you are."
"Would you like John to spurt his cum into your mouth for you to swallow?" she asked me. "You never know. You might like it."
I'd seen enough guys tossing themselves off into her mouth to know exactly what she meant, and seen what a man's cum looked like. So this was my chance to find out how it tasted as well. I reasoned it couldn't be all that bad after all. She'd done it over and over again, and always told the guys how good they taste. I moaned in consent, Uncle John's finger now probing deeper into my virgin pussy, causing me a little discomfort as it stretched the muscles at the entrance.
"You heard what she said, John," Mum told him. "Let it go."
His hand slowly pulled away from my throbbing pussy and slid up over my stomach to rest with him cupping my budding right breast with it, upon which Mom slid her finger into my slit and slowly eased it further and further inside.
"Hey, you really are still a virgin," she whispered softly. "I've got just the thing to get rid of that for you afterward."
Still sliding my lips up and down his hard shaft, I wrapped one hand around it and started wanking him, causing his cock to jerk in my mouth and for him to take a sharp intake of breath as he pushed his hips forward and cupped my right breast harder.
"I'm gonna come, Fiona," he suddenly gasped. Get ready, Linda."
"Suck it," Mom urged me. "Suck it and swallow it all down, sweetheart." I nearly gagged as the first spurt blasted into my mouth, but swallowed as fast as I could, as his cock jerked in my mouth and more cum replaced it. "That's it, my darling. You're doing great," Mum urged me. "God, your very first mouthful of cum." John was repeatedly squeezing my breast as my mum's finger slid rapidly in and out of my buzzing pussy, me half expecting for her to plunge her finger deep inside me and take my virginity right there and then. As I sucked harder on John's now shrinking cock, Mama rapidly finger-fucked me, and I breathed in rapid short gasps, caused by the beautiful feeling I was now getting deep inside my pussy and guts. Letting go of the limp and shrunken cock in my mouth, I rolled back with John's cum smeared all over my lips and chin, flopped back with my knees bent and my legs unashamedly spread wide open, Mum still rapidly finger-fucking me. "That's it, my darling. Let it come," she whispered, totally ignoring John and concentrating on frigging me harder. "Just let it come, sweetheart." Only then did I realize that beautiful feeling that was swimming around in my pussy and guts was the start of my very first orgasm. "It's beautiful," I gasped as the feeling rapidly increased. My Mum frigged me even harder.
Oh, yes.
A moment later, I felt it. It was as though I was on a roller coaster. I writhed from side to side as wave after wave of sheer pleasure blasted through my virgin body, and I finally experienced my first ever orgasm. The next few minutes were a bit of a blur, but I do remember both John and my Mum congratulating me as the feeling slowly subsided and I came back down to earth.
First taste of a man's cum and an orgasm. "Not a bad night for you, Linda,"
John laughed as my Mum leaned forward and tenderly kissed my extremely sensitive pussy. "She'll soon be fucking with the rest of us," Mum told him. "Just you see." She was right. The following day, before she went to work, she handed me a small vibrator. "That's for you to slowly push deep inside your cunt and take your virginity," she smiled. "I'll lend you a larger one once you've broken yourself in. And then you'll easily be able to take a man's cock inside you and enjoy a good fucking like me. You never know. One night, I might bring two guys home with me. One for me and one for you. Then we could lie side by side and both have a good fucking, mother and daughter."
I'd really like that, Mum,"
I grinned as she left for work. "Cunt. I like the sound of that word, cunt." And I said it over and over again to myself for the rest of the day. "I've got a cunt," I said as I strolled around the house. "You can shove your cock inside my cunt and then spurt your cum deep inside my cunt. You can also play with my tits. And let me suck on your cock before you give me a good fuck and fill my twat with your cum." All this dirty talk quickly got me aroused, and I went into my bedroom to get the vibe that Mum had given me. Holding it in my trembling hands, I traced my fingers along this 4-inch length and remembered what happened the night before. Had I really let a man touch my cunt and tits? A thrill actually ran through me as I even thought of those new words. Did I really suck a guy off and swallow his cum? I did. And it tasted all right as well. A little salty, perhaps. And maybe tasting ever so slightly of what I could only describe as bleach? Whatever. I was determined to taste it again. And soon. Again, I looked down at the ivory plastic cock in my hand and finally made my mind up. I was going to use it to take my own virginity today. I went into Mum's bedroom and opened her bedside drawer. Lying inside was a tube of KY gel, just the thing to make my little friend nice and slippery. And then I got onto her bed. I slipped my panties down my legs before hitching up my skirt and then I laid back, my knees bent and splayed wide apart, before applying some of the KY to the plastic vibro. The KY felt really cold as I slowly slid the slick vibro up and down my virgin gash, and also a little sticky, which reminded me of John's cum the night before. That erotic thought finally made me fully make my mind up, and I slowly eased the tip of the ivory vibro inside my cunt lips, parting them slightly before I pushed it a little deeper inside me. Just keep remembering what happened last night, and all the other things you'll be able to do once you're broken in, I kept telling myself as I felt a little stabbing pain. One sharp push, and you'll soon be able to be fucked as much as you want. I kept on rapidly sliding the vibro in and out of my virgin cunt, only to feel that instead of fully penetrating myself, I was starting to get sore. So I took a deep breath and quickly stabbed the little cock deep inside my virgin cunt. I caught my breath and jumped as I felt a lightning stab of pain that was over almost before it began, and suddenly realized that I'd done it. I'd broken my hymen, and I had pushed the vibro inside myself right up to my knuckles. A warm glow rapidly spread through my cunt as I looked down and saw the ivory cock lewdly sticking out of it, tightly gripped by my cunt lips. I'd done it. I'd actually done it. Ever so slowly, I pulled it out of my cunt and looked for blood, something I'd heard there usually was when you lost your virginity. To my surprise, there was none, and so I held open my cunt lips with one hand and slowly slid my finger all the way into my cunt for the very first time. It felt good, and there was very little pain, just a slight ache as I felt the inner walls of my cunt gripping my finger. I slowly pulled my finger out again and inspected it for evidence of my very recent defloweration. Nothing. No blood. Nothing. Feeling an overwhelming sexual urge, I slowly lifted my hand and slid my finger into my mouth, sucking on it. If it tasted of anything, it tasted sort of sweet. So that's what a woman's cunt tastes like, I said to myself as I slid the vibro back inside myself and started to slowly slide it in and out of my cunt. It's quite nice. It was about 10 minutes later that I experienced my second orgasm, brought on by me switching on the motor in the vibro and fucking myself with it as I frigged my tiny clitty at the top of my nearly bald cunt. Then I fell into a deep sleep, and awoke just after dinner to find my cunt ached with the attention it received earlier that day. 2 paracetamols soon put that right, though. I couldn't wait for Mum to come home and I'd tell her I'd finally done it. I'd taken my own virginity, and I'd fucked myself to an orgasm with the vibro she'd given me. As the door opened and she walked in, she stood there with a knowing smile. "You've done it, haven't you?" she grinned. I quickly nodded my head and ran over to her, telling her all that happened. "Let's have a quick look, just to check and make sure everything's okay," she said. I dropped my panties and lay back proudly with my knees splayed wide. You're going to spend a lot of your time laid back like that," she grinned as she eased my cunt lips apart and looked inside me. "Well, if you're anything like your mom, you will." With a big cock stuffed inside me," I replied with a grin. "Not just yet, my darling," she replied. "Give it a bit of time." "Well, I can't see anything wrong there. How does it feel?" "It ached a bit after," I told her, "but it seems okay now." "You can try using one of my full-sized vibros or dildos when you feel up to it," she replied. "Maybe by the end of the week. And then, who knows?" "I want to do it for the first time on my birthday in 2 weeks," I told her. "Christ, 10 years old and getting fucked for a birthday present? Whatever's next," she laughed. I was 13 before I had my first cock, but I've since made up for it. Because I was still a little bit sore, I had to wait till the end of the week before trying out one of Mum's bigger toys on myself. And as I looked down at them in her bedside drawer after she'd gone to work, I wondered if I'd really be able to get those seemingly massive cocks to even enter my cunt, never mind all the way inside it. So once more, I climbed into her bed and spread my legs wide apart, this time taking her large vibrator from the drawer and smearing it with the cool KY. As I pointed the tip of the vibro at my recently deflowered cunt, I imagined it to be a real cock and slowly pushed it up against my cunt lips. To my surprise, my puffy cunt lips seemed more than eager to envelop this plastic monster, and they slowly stretched to accommodate its massive girth. Then, I gently eased it in and out of myself. I felt my cunt slowly stretching before it finally slid all the way inside me, with very little pain or discomfort at all. Once more, I looked down at my cunt and saw the massive vibro lewdly sticking out more than halfway into it, the pointed tip pressing hard against the inside. Christ, that looks sexy, I thought to myself. It went inside a lot easier than I thought it would. I wonder if one of those that looks like a cock feels the same. Eager to find out, I quickly slipped the vibro out and chose a cock-shaped dildo from the drawer. This time I didn't use any KY because I was already slick with what I'd used before. Pressing the massive knob end against my cunt, I slowly eased it inside, felt the knob end butting up against what I was later to find out was my cervix. It felt wonderful. I laid back with this life-size cock sticking into my cunt and imagined how great it would be to finally feel a real cock throbbing and spurting a man's load of sticky cum deep inside me. What I'd really like is to have a guy fucking me as another tossed himself off into my mouth, I thought to myself. Then I'd be able to taste some cum as well. I know Mum had done it lots of times, and it sends her wild. So I reached out and took a hold of one of her other dildos and slowly slid it into my mouth before gripping it with my lips. Sucking on the cock in my mouth, I slowly shagged the one in my cunt in and out of myself. I strummed my clitty with my free hand. Yet another orgasm soon, rapidly building up inside of me and blasting through my 9-year-old body. I couldn't wait to tell Mum what I'd done, and did just that as soon as she got home. She was very pleased for me, and told me that I should use one of her dildos on myself every day to open myself up for when I was actually fucked by a real cock. She also told me, now that I'd broken myself in and could take a full-size dildo in my cunt, I was a real woman, and she'd like us to both be girls together, and both use a dildo on ourselves later that evening. I quickly agreed, and she promised she'd take me shopping for some clothes for my 10th birthday as well. So later that evening, Mum and me went into her bedroom and both stripped off before lying on the bed with her selection of vibros and dildos between us. I think I should just check you out before we start, she told me as she shuffled between my splayed knees. Now just lie back and relax. She slid a finger into her own cunt to lubricate it, and then gently pushed it up inside me, slowly working it around inside me. Well, everything feels all right, she smiled. Can you feel that? I could feel her flicking something right up inside me. Yeah, what is it? I asked. That's your cervix, she replied. Cervix? What's one of them then? I asked further. I'll show you mine, and then you can see, she smiled as she sucked her finger clean and reached into the cupboard beside the bed, pulled out a shiny thing and a small torch. It's the entrance to your womb, the bit they take the smear from. Oh, did my cunt taste nice, Mum?
I asked.
Did I lick my... Oops. Sorry. Force of habit. She giggled. Yes, my darling. Your cunt tasted very nice. Very nice indeed.
She then lay back with her knees spread wide, and I got between them to watch her insert the shiny thing between her hairy cunt lips and all the way up into her cunt. Then she moved it around a bit and slowly pressed her cunt lips apart by winding something around on the shiny thing. This is called a speculum, and it's used for opening your cunt so a doctor can see inside you more easily, she told me. Now, get the torch and look up inside me. I switched on the torch and peered up inside my mom's hairy cunt. Can you see that bobble-type thing right at the top? She asked.
You mean that pink thing that looks like someone's lips kissing someone?
I replied. Well, I've never heard it being described that way before. But yes, that's it, she giggled. That's my cervix. And yours looks just like that, but a lot smaller. I continued to look right up inside her and saw the wrinkly folds of her cunt walls as she told me about how every month I'd eventually bleed from my cervix when I was having my periods. Then she explained why and that it was perfectly natural, so as not to worry if I found some blood one day in my panties. It shouldn't be too long before that happens, actually, she smiled, so I'll have to show you one day soon how to use a Tampax as well. The medical instruction bit over with, she let me remove the speculum. And we settled back to use another more sexy instrument in our cunts instead.
Mom, before we use your dildos, can I taste your cunt as well? I asked. I've seen loads of guys doing it for you, and they seem to like it.
Of course you can, she smiled, shuffling down so she was laying flat on the bed with her knees bent and splayed. Okay, now do whatever you want. She reached down and held her cunt lips apart for me, and I moved in close between her thighs. Once there, I slowly craned forward and licked the full length of her open cunt from her ass to the top, lapping up some of her escaping juices.
That feels nice, she moaned softly. Do it again for me.
I dutifully lapped up a load more of my mom's cunt juices as she rubbed and caressed her erect clitty, her finally coming a few minutes later.
Christ, she finally gasped. You just made mummy come, and boy, did I come.
I know. I've watched you before, so I knew you were getting near, I replied.
I can see you're going to have to do that again for me sometime. But first, we gotta have ourselves a little fuck with these toys.
We spent the next hour trying out the various toys of hers, and finally brought ourselves off and laid back to recover.
If you keep using mummy's toys, I'm sure you'll be ready for your first proper fuck on your 10th birthday, Linda, she breathed.
Wow, do you really think so, Mum?
I asked excitedly.
Oh, yes.
And you can leave it to your mum to find you a nice cock to be fucked with for your first time, she smiled. Needless to say, those toys got some use during the next few days. On the night of my 10th birthday, Mum arrived home with two guys, just as she'd promised. She explained to them that I'd seen it all before and not to worry about me being there, as I was there to serve them their drinks. Of course, that's not how it ended up. Because as the drinks flowed, everyone became slightly more liberated. Both guys were naked, and Mum was only wearing her undies as they took turns licking out her cunt. And she responded by sucking their cocks as I sat back, which added greatly to the excitement of the two guys, because they knew I was watching everything that was going on.
I really need to fuck you, Fiona. One of the guys told Mom as he finger-fucked her, and the other one sucked on her tits.
Well, what's stopping you? Mom smiled up at him.
Don't worry about fucking me in front of my daughter, Linda.
In fact, one of you can fuck me,
And the other can fuck Linda if you want. I bet she's dying for a fuck anyway. Aren't you, Linda?
I am, Mum, I replied. My cunt's dripping wet. Look.
Christ, I'd never fucked anyone as young as her, the other guy said. And you're sure it'll be all right with you and her?
I wouldn't have suggested it if it wasn't, Mum told him. Just be gentle with her, because her cunt's not that big yet.
Is that okay with you, Linda? The guy asked me. You'll let me fuck you?
Oh, yes, please, I replied eagerly. But only if I can suck the cum out of my mom's cunt after your friends finished fucking her.
Wow, listen to her. I will if your mum says it's okay, he said, and then turned to Mum, seeing her nodding her head in agreement. Okay, it's a deal. Come over here and suck my cock for me first, and then I'll fuck you. I scooted over to where he was sitting and stripped off my cotton nightie as Mum stretched out and her friend got between her thighs. As he slid his massive cock into my mum's cunt, I put my mouth over the other guy's knob end and then slid my lips up and down his shaft and sucked him hard. But after only a minute or two, he told me to lie down alongside my mum so we could both be fucked together. This I quickly did, and the guy got between my wide-spread thighs, his knob end butting up against my crinkly cunt lips. As I felt him slowly pushing his knob end inside me, Mum gripped my hand and we both lay back with our bodies rocking gently from the thrusting cocks in our cunts. He'd only managed to get about half his cock into me, and it felt strange, sort of really full and stretching, in spite of the times I'd fucked myself with Mum's dildo. After a few moments, the strange feeling subsided and a delicious, sexy feeling replaced it. This was the first time I'd had a real cock fucking my cunt, and it felt wonderful. It was warm and solid and yet soft as well. And as the guy worked away over me, he talked to me, my mom kept hold of my hand. Your cunt's lovely and tight, the guy told me quietly. Are you sure you still want me to come inside you? Because I'm very near to coming.
Yes, I want to feel you spurting your cum deep inside my cunt, I replied brazenly.
I felt him speeding up and pushing into me a little harder. I thought I could feel his cock and knob end getting bigger, or was that just me? Either way, I knew he was very near to coming, so I lifted up my legs and bent my knees, the guy's cock sliding inside me a good inch more. Then he repeatedly stabbed his cock into me, instead of sliding in and out of me, and I felt him start to come. For the first time in my life, I felt a funny wet feeling deep inside my cunt and belly. And then I actually felt his cum being spurted deep inside my cunt, him gasping for breath with his eyes tightly closed. It felt beautiful. Hard to explain or describe, but I could feel his cum inside me, and I could feel him spurting it there. It felt really wicked and naughty as I laid there with my legs spread wide apart, and this guy fucking his cock into my tight cunt. As he spurted his thick and creamy spunk into me, but God, it felt fucking great. Then he slowed to a stop and hovered over me, and I could feel his cock slowly getting smaller. So I repeatedly tightened and relaxed my cunt muscles and milked every drop of his cum from him. Then he unceremoniously stood up and left me there with his cum oozing out of my freshly fucked cunt. So I quickly stood up, spread my legs wide apart. Look, Mum, I grinned proudly, pointing to the guy's spunk that was dripping from my puffy cunt lips and running down my thighs.
I'm 10, and I've just been fucked.
The sight of my mum seeing her daughter's freshly fucked cunt lewdly dripping with cum immediately sent her and the guy that was fucking her over the top, and they both immediately orgasmed.
They both groaned loudly and writhed about in ecstasy, Mum's cunt squelching loudly and lewdly as the guy fucked his cock into his own load of hot cum. Then I did something with no forethought at all,
I straddled Mum's face and lowered my dripping cunt onto her mouth. She again moaned loudly and avidly sucked me clean of cum, her tongue probing deep inside my cum-filled cunt as the guy pulled out of her and stood up with his cock hanging limply between his legs. "My turn now, Mum," I told her after a few moments. "My turn to suck you out." I tore my cunt off her mouth and dived between her thighs, clamping my mouth over her drooling cunt and slurping noisily on the massive amount of cum and cunt juices that it contained. This was only the second taste of cum I'd had, but it tasted so good and made me feel so fucking horny. I knew it wouldn't be the last, and that I was going to end up being a confirmed cum slut. As I finally finished sucking out Mum's cunt for her, and we both lay back to recover, both guys said they'd better be off, and they simply left us alone. "Well, my darling, you're only 10, but we've come a long way," she half whispered. "In a few short weeks, you've taken your own virginity. You've sucked a guy's cock and made him come in your mouth. Been well and truly fucked for the first time. And sucked another man's cum out of your Mum's cunt after watching him fuck her. So how was it for you tonight?" "Oh, it was beautiful, Mum," I told her. "All of it. Laying back naked in front of a guy. The actual fuck. Watching you be fucked. All of it. But the best was drinking that guy's cum out of your cunt. I loved it. Don't get me wrong. Feeling that guy's cock inside my cunt and then feeling it spurting deep inside me was fucking mind-blowing. But the icing on the cake was drinking all that cum out of your cunt. I could taste you and him all mixed together. Wait till your cunt stretches a bit and gets a bit deeper, and then you'll really appreciate a good cock being stuffed inside you," she grinned. "What more could a girl ask out of life than a mouthful and a cunt full of cum?" "Two cocks squirting it in there?" I asked. "Come on, you horny sod. Let's both take a shower," she smiled. "Only if I can kneel between your legs for a minute to make sure I cleaned all of that guy's cum out of your cunt for you," I teased her. "It's a deal," she laughed. "Come on." During the next few months, my body slowly developed. My hips and tits grew nicely. I now sport a pair of very firm, budding 28A tits, which really turns the guys on that Mum brings home for me and her. Especially when I've got my hair in pigtails and I'm wearing my school uniform for them. My clitty is also growing and stands out like a little pearl at the top of my gash, which has the first traces of some pubic hair. My love of cum is also intensified, and I can't get enough of the stuff. Me now sucking Mum out every time she's been fucked, and even scooping the cum out of my own cunt to eat it and swallow after I've been fucked. So to sum up, in a very short time, I've become a total slut that can't get enough of any cock or cunt or cum. Because of my insatiable thirst for cum, and because we just started the summer holidays from school, I decided I was going to start going out on my own during the day, finding guys that will supply me with some cum, instead of playing with my friends all the time. Having decided on the course of action, I sat down the next day to think where to go to meet these guys for some cock. Being only 10 years old, the location of place to meet guys for sex weren't generally known to me, as I didn't know any of the places offhand. I sat down to think hard. I obviously couldn't go to a pub or a club, or to one of the adult cinemas we had in town, so I was really stuck. As I sat and pondered where to go, the phone rang. I answered it, and it was Mum, asking if I'd make sure I'd be in when she got home, as she had something to tell me. I told her I would be and hung up. Again, I thought hard of where to go, and eventually gave up, reckoning that I could ask Mum and see if she knew where guys went for sex. I'd have to play it cool and just mention it casually, because if she thought I might go there looking to be fucked, she'd certainly ban me. And then it suddenly came to me. When Mum and Dad were still together, I'd heard them rowing one night about Mum going with other guys, and he'd mentioned about the time he followed her and watched her going into the men's toilet in the Corporation Park one evening. "You'd only go there for one reason. Cock," he'd shouted at her. So that was it? I'd go down there about lunchtime in my school uniform and give the place a once-over. If I saw any suspicious activities, I'd innocently walk over, go inside, and see what happened. This could be fun, I told myself, as I got out my school uniform.